go as we lean into it. You know, and I am, speaking of the snow, make no mistake, because I want to make a couple points about this. It's important because, look, it's the, it's climate change. No, listen, that's hogwash. That's crap. 77 inches in a small town just south of Buffalo. 77 inches of snow. That's 6 feet, 5 inches. That's taller than I am. And I ain't short, all right? So you've got 77 inches of snow. More snow on the way, by the way. And in southern Michigan, it's the most snow I have ever seen before Thanksgiving. A couple of rare occasions we've had a white Thanksgiving. A couple of times in the last 10 years. Pretty rare, though. White Christmas, where I grew up, not too far from here, was 1 in 3 in southern Michigan. So it snowed from Tuesday into the weekend. It snowed from Tuesday into the weekend. I mean, it was just endless, right? Some areas got more than a foot of snow in the central parts of Michigan. These are big storms, and they're early. Is the Farmer's Almanac on track to say, hey, lots of snow, lots of cold? Because, again, it's like in the teens. I mean, the temperatures here are remarkably cold. And as a result, it means winter is here early. And so the average snowfall for the state is going to be way up. It's a balmy 28. It's a balmy 28 degrees. Anyhow, Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries is a partisan liberal hack. It's what he is. And he says Democrats will not participate in oversight efforts with Republicans, but of course they'll focus on defending Joe Biden and his agenda. I'm shocked. Listen.
House Republicans announced this week their oversight plans, which include taking a look at the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the origins of COVID, the FBI search at Mar-a-Lago. I can see that there could be, theoretically, legitimate oversight questions on each of those topics that could be asked. Will House Democrats participate in these investigations in good faith, or do you see it as your role to defend the Biden administration?
Well, we will absolutely defend the Biden administration and his track record of success if it comes under assault by people attempting to politicize our governmental responsibilities, without question.
Uh-huh. Right. Jeffries also spent time defending the socialist agenda, despite the fact that the blue team lost the midterms. Now, not by the margins preferred, but Nancy Pelosi went away. We don't have to hear her nearly as much. I'd call that a win on any day. Listen to this.
I want to ask you, though, you're portraying a very rosy scenario about how Democrats are doing. You just lost the House. I mean, your party was just defeated at the House. I get that it wasn't as bad a defeat as it could have been, but it wasn't exactly a vote of confidence in House Democrats.
Well, what I'll say is that it was historic overperformance by every single measure, almost beyond comparison when you look at the last 100 years.
Yeah. Over the last 100 years, right. So, as we put the new Congress in place, and here's the thing. I want to be clear about this. Well, you know, Republicans only have this, you know, small majority. Well, what they have is control over what gets introduced on the floor of the House. What they have is the power to introduce bills or not introduce bills. What it means is they stop the radical left-wing agenda to spend trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And by God, they better stop spending money in Ukraine. Because that is something that I'm sick of, and so are a lot of other people. You can secure the southern border. You want to spend money, spend it there. Spending money in Ukraine to cover the tracks of a bunch of shifty politicians, no good. I say no. No way at all, in fact. So, they do have some. Listen, the gavel is not small, medium, and large. Either you have it or you don't. If it's 218 to 217, you have the gavel. And Kevin McCarthy's going to have it. Not my first choice, not in my top five list. But it's there in his hands. And so we have the ability to control the agenda, at least in that regard, right? All right. So, after that, I want to hear, here's some of the investigation you're going to hear from the Republicans. Listen to this.
We are releasing a report today that details what we have uncovered. We are also sending letters to the Biden administration officials and Biden family associates renewing our request for voluntary production of documents relevant to this investigation. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues, avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Yeah, money laundering. Well, why would you? See, here's the thing. Why did everybody go jump right into Ukraine? Because that's where all the money flowed. That's where all the money flowed around, right? And so they all go into Ukraine. Oh, we got to protect Ukraine from what? Themselves or from the secrets leaking out? That would be my question. Let's see here. Black Friday special here. I've got a Black Friday special. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, you can save $500. This Black Friday special from My Pure Health runs through the end of the year. Oh, and by the way, you can get in a line right now, and they can tell you how when you get a hold of them. Start at GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. Find out about My Pure Health Solutions. Get $500 off a program to save weight and feel better, and you don't have to start till January. I'll be right back.